So yeah, everyone will get your Apple Watches ordered, GPS cellular, 41 or 45, depends whichever one you want. And yeah, we're running a marathon as a company first week of December.
So, as I said, gonna go ahead and get the team all Apple Watches. We're also looking to raise minimum $100,000 for charity, and we're gonna raise that and donate that and put that towards the next school that we're building in Nepal with our continued effort with Pahar Trust.
I sell dope for a four finger ring. One of them gold ropes. Nana told me if I pass, I get a sheepskin coat. If I can move a few packs, I get the hat. Now that'd be dope. Tossed and turned in my sleep that night. Woke up the next morning, niggas have stole my bike. Different day, same shit, ain't nothing good. In the hood, I run away from this bitch and never come back if I could. Needed a love it, the underdog's on top. And I'm gon' shout.
I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere. Sleepy, did you know me?
So I ran a marathon 3 years ago because I wanted to end the year by challenging myself to kind of remind me how strong I am. And I thought, you know what, let me bring that challenge to the team. Let me do it again. And then let me, you know, basically pose the question to the team, you know, who wants to do this with me? And every single person said yes. For me as a leader, it was important that, you know, if I'm going to ask something so crazy of my team, well then, okay, I need to show up and I need to make sure that, you know, I'm never asking something of them that I wouldn't be willing to do myself. So that's why I just felt like I had to, you know, do all three.
Am I excited?
Yeah.
I was excited. I was just like, yeah, we'll get it done.
Do you have any pace in mind?
Pace, I want to get, I think everyone under 4:30. It's just over 6 minute K.
Just over 6 minute K.
Yeah, so I feel okay.
We're training, man.
What?
You didn't train?
No, not really. We got busy.
Yeah.
you guys will be fine. One marathon is, you can just ruin yourself tomorrow.
Yeah.
Give it your all, leave it all.
Yeah.
Leave it all on the table.
Leave it all on the table and you'll be good. And then you'll be written off for a few days.
Yeah.
I think LA's gonna be the best. Cape Town will be good weather as well, but Cape Town's like a lot of that.
Yeah.
So I think it's pretty flat here, right?
Yeah.
The biggest things that I find stop people is just not drinking enough water. So having water, having your salts, electrolytes, just because that stops cramping. If you get cramp coming on, then it's just your brain telling you that you're not hydrated enough. That's why we've got Emily to do the aid stations, so we'll have plenty of water. Everyone's going to take Tristan's number, and then if anyone does get in trouble, then just text Tristan and he'll come pick you up. Not pick you up, but he'll sort you out, give you a rub. Give you a rub.
So
yeah.
So just squat it down.
Myself. Who's gonna win?
I don't think there is any winners.
Whoever finishes is the winner.
If you finish, then you won. That's all that matters for today, is just finishing.
I have to just run it slow and easy, because if I injure myself, then I'm fucked. So I gotta make sure. I can't really like go up all out. I gotta really slow down.
Okay, so you're playing chess, not checkers.
Yeah, because the thing is, listen, if I go all out and I injure myself, then the fuck am I gonna do on the next two marathons? I have to run a marathon in 48 hours. Shit, yeah.
So with training up to the LA marathon, we had around a 20-week marathon program, because these guys, some of them had never even run before, so we needed to build them up from scratch. So we had a 20-week marathon plan for them to get up to speed and to train them and prepare them. Along the way, we did regular meetups online, where we covered certain subjects, such as what to do in the hot weather, how to prepare for the actual event, and how to fuel on race day.
I'm feeling not prepared, but it's a mental game.
We're here. We're not prepared, but we're resilient. We're robust. That's right.
Yes. Alex, ready?
So we're about 5.5k in, running at around 5:15 per kilometre pace. Everyone's feeling good at the moment. Yeah. Feeling good?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, long way to go yet, but great start.
Let's go, boys.
Only 24 more.
24
good.
More. You're good. That's it, boys. That's it.
That went, baby.
Let's go.
Let's get it.
I'm not fresh anymore, boys.
Oh, sorry. Water, please. Thank you very much.
You guys gotta cut up.
Cut left?
Cut left.
Oh, no! How you feeling?
Hey, good. Quarter of the way.
Let's go.
So obviously the next thing I wanted to do was make sure that, you know, we were doing something good as a cause. So I basically put out on my social media, I said, listen, my company's running a marathon, everyone, I'm running three, and whatever you guys donate to Pahar Trust, I will personally match myself, which, by the way, the link is still in the description of this YouTube video. This is your last chance. Yeah, I'll probably leave it out for another week. Yeah, whatever you guys donate, I don't care how much it is, I'll personally match it as well.
The fate do a good job blending in with the road these days, but I still tell the difference. Realness get recognition, I recognize that from a distance, see it from far. Bear AMP or told bro, big, you don't smoke weed in a car.
We are 24 kilometers. Yeah. Time for
Hold up.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't put trust in vintage guns. Stop whinging and go get some money. What's wrong with these self-inflicted bums? Right. For my livelihood, push white in my hood, but I don't recommend it. There's no longevity.
Hey, what's up?
Hello?
Hello?
Are you questioning your three marathons in 7 days yet?
Bro, like, I start running and my foot starts curling over. Like a toe, like a foot cramp. Like, what the fuck? Bro, I've never cramped in my life.
Ever. One of us. He's one of us.
See, I told you, no one in my team quits. And I ran a marathon on 2 weeks' notice because I just needed to prove to myself how strong I was. So I think doing challenges like this, especially as a team. How you doing, bro?
Light work, boys.
Light work, baby.
Light work, bro.
And doing challenges, especially as a team like this, there's no better way to prove to yourself, prove as a group, prove as a company, just how strong you actually are. And I'm fucking so proud of the team. I think 1% of the population has run a marathon. Fucking 100% of my company has. So, yeah, honestly, all credit goes to them.
Let's go, boys. Let's go.
You're nearly there.
Where are we at?
All right, we're at 30Ks. Done.
How's it feel?
It's tough. Especially underprepared, I don't recommend.
You guys are smashing it.
Thank
it's
you.
Bad. It's bad.
I'm
in a bad way, bro.
Yeah.
Like, tomorrow...
You're gonna get it done, aren't you?
Like, tomorrow it's wheelchair bound. I know. All my life.
The whole team. Whole team wheelchair.
I think it's a joke. I'm not even joking. It's wheelchair bound. Okay. When I take my feet out, it's swollen.
It's all right.
Is it? Love you and leave you.
All right, smash it. I'll see you. 10K. Smash it. Good luck.
Let's go.
Look at that. Love that.
Final time, do you know?
I think like 4 hours.
Good,
I don't
shit.
Know.
Good shit.
There he is.
I've been back for about 20 seconds. Yeah. Completely exhausted.
Good boy.
Well missed done, a few Jake. Of the stations.
Yeah, you were hitting
I'm doing
the
so good.
Time, bro. You haven't put yours on.
What? Oh, yeah.
Do you want me to give it to you?
Yeah, yes, please. Yeah. Yes, please.
Well done. For first. Your first of three. Well done. Congratulations.
Yeah. Third of the way through.
Third of the way through. Light well done, Jets.
Jeez. Ooh. I mean, this thing. Boom.
I'll be honest. So this one was just fucking annoying. The first half took 2 hours. The last second half took fucking 3 hours. There's 10-kilometer stretch. I was just cramping up every 45 seconds. So that was just quite frustrating. I've never cramped up like during a run ever in my life. So I can't really pinpoint why. I think I didn't really get enough fluids today. So yeah, it was annoying because this one was meant to be the easiest. But I think it kind of worked out to be the hardest. Yeah, 48 hours, and we do it all again in London.
There we fucking go!
Fuck that.
My God.
Fuck that. Hey.
Alright, well boys, I just want to say I'm incredibly proud of you all. I was telling the other gentleman, I said no one in the team is going to fucking quit. And you guys all pulled through, so as I said, I'm incredibly proud of you. And I asked him, I said, listen, in your company, I'm assuming like everyone could run a marathon, right? Because, you know, obviously like they do like the whole fitness thing and stuff like that. And they said, yeah, maybe like 40%. So the that's fact true. That fucking 100% of the company is running a marathon is fucking wild. So big props up here.
During the actual marathon, it was, like I said, really hot and everyone started to cramp. And despite this, everyone still made it through the marathon. Everyone, whether they walked bits and then ran bits, everyone made it through, and every single person finished, which I thought just showed how determined and how strong the team are.
Before we get into warm up, I just want to say I'm incredibly proud of all of you guys. Yeah, this is not normal. I'm sure you guys all know that. I'm sure you guys all know the fact that, you know, what you're about to embark on will not be easy, but nothing about what we do with this company is easy, but God knows it's worth it. So once again, I just want to say I'm fucking starstruck and in awe of all of you. As I said, I know some of you guys, maybe for some of you, you want to break your personal bests, break some records. Maybe for some of you, you guys just want to have a run with a good friend of yours and have a little chat. The point is, if you complete 42 kilometers, I don't give a fuck if you have to crawl, I don't care if you need to walk, I don't care what you need to do, as long as you don't get a Barclays bike, we're all good. So once again, big congrats to all you guys.
All right, second leg,
second out of three. Fuck my life.
It's cold,
it is.
But everyone showed up, huh?
Well, of course, everyone does. So, we'll make it happen. Let's do it.
Way home, tiptoe over nos, cracks, can't ride back, keep running up, soon back, got stomach that nos. Don't be staring right in your face, and now my eyes red like a sun, yes. Shout out my friends, getting ready to pass, I'm intent to keep asking my gods that. Life burn belly like cognac, fed change, yeah, I came a long way from that. Head spin, shot, run, go, get electric. Walk in the rain, 0 next to percentage. Why 8 bouncers, screw on the entrance, knew that I'll find loose screws where I left it.
Alright, keep going, guys.
You want something?
Yeah, I'm good, bro.
53.
I got nothing on.
Yeah. What's up? 3 laps.
Yeah, listen, London was cold, it was dreary, but it was also terrain that I was very familiar with because I ran that exact same, you know, loop 3 years prior when I ran the, you know, my first marathon. So I was very familiar with it. And London was just a very boring one. Like, it was just kind of put your head down and get through it. You know, it's raining, it's miserable, it's also the middle one. So it's like, it's a weird place to be out of the three. Yeah, I just kind of put my head down and got through it. But it was definitely my least of the three. It was the one I enjoyed the least.
Have you ever raised the value of everyone around you? Have you ever been so high they gotta down you? Think peace is getting written about you? Have you ever been to Italy and eaten Italian? Have you ever signed a deal that came with a medallion? Have you ever booked a club and came with a battalion? Have you been to Montana and seen the mountains? Have you ever looked around and felt a profound sense of pride?
Boys, how are we feeling?
Nearly there, man.
You good?
Doing well. Bro.
Last 10.
Last 10, man. Legs are aching, as you can see, it's shaking, bro.
Kristen!
Hello, Benjamin.
Halfway there, how are you feeling?
Alright, legs are feeling sore now.
I
swear,
grind
sucks.
Fuck. We're halfway there. I've
never
run this far in my life.
But I'm very happy to do this. I'm very blessed to be in a company running these things. So,
let's go.
I'm going to have to getting this done.
16k in. Let's go.
Two and a half K
left.
2.5K!
Woo! Man, life.
Easy. No big deal.
No big deal.
It's a casual Tuesday. That's how we do it. Reasonably quick. Quicker than I thought.
What was the time?
Right at 4:25.
Let's go, man!
0.3 kilometers, motherfucker!
Final lap. This has been the most difficult thing ever.
Last one, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Last one, my boy. You know what's gonna help you through it?
I'm gonna go 2.5. That way, 2.5 back.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Yeah. Just horrible. It wasn't actually too tough on the legs, just so many injuries, bro, but just 1 foot forward to front of the other, keep going, and that's the mentality.
What was the hardest part?
The last two laps, easily the last two laps. At one point my legs, bro, oh my god.
Last push, Cap.
One lap.
That worked. Last kilometer, 41.1 kilometers. It was all worth it. It feels good when you prepare for something and you see the final result.
Last couple 100 meters.
Let's go.
Getting
the job done.
Done? Let's go.
Guys, I just want to say, like I said at the beginning, but I'll say it again, I'm so incredibly proud of all of you to push through 42 kilometers in very typical London weather. I said, I'm so proud of you. Can't put into words, just how taken aback I am, how starstruck I am. And you guys really are all the real superstars. You guys are the ones, the unsung heroes that no one gets to see, unfortunately, but yeah, today you guys fucking laid it all on the table, and all of you guys showed, yeah, why you're here at this company. So all I can say is that personally, for me, I look at all of you guys and I feel so motivated and so inspired. And yeah, I just feel like I go to work 10 times harder when I see all you guys. So yeah, I just want to say, go home, have a bubble bath, have some, eat whatever fucking food you want to eat. You guys deserve it. You guys deserve the world and more. So yeah, bless all of you.
In between the LA marathon and the London marathon, there was 48 hours. So myself and a man were quite sore, especially the day after the LA marathon and then having to travel 12 hours to London. But Iman did what he could. We did some stretching routines. We mobilized him. We ate as much food as possible, just so he could prepare his body for what was to come in London. But he did an amazing job. Yeah, the London one was a little bit different because it was more a team spirit. There was a lot more people running it. There was a lot less advanced people running it as well. So it was about the team finishing, and it was more about the team finishing than Iman finishing his second marathon. So Iman actually stayed with his team. He stayed with the slowest people in his team, which I thought was epic as well. It just shows what kind of guy he is.
Final leg, bro.
Yes, sir.
Doing it, ending high.
Making it happen.
How you feeling?
If you want my honest answer, my foot is fucked.
Which one?
This one, outside of my left foot. My knees are fucked as well, like proper, but that's like on the London Marathon, I was just really like, my entire legs were super sore, but you can kind of just get past that, like, and then the pain goes away after some time. But this is a, like, bro, every time I step it off, I feel like I want to throw up. Uh-uh. Like, it's a, yeah, I don't know. We'll get through it.
We'll get through it.
Then it's again 24, 27, 30, 32. And then from 32 to the end, that's where I'm going to ask for Tristan and for the girls to help me. Because the last 10Ks of a marathon is normally, that's where the marathon starts, okay? So it's going to be the hardest, especially if you're all new marathon runners. It's going to be quite hard. It's going to be later in the day. So the girls and I, we will communicate and we will be all over the place in cars, running to you guys, giving you whatever you need. Okay.
How you feeling?
Get into it.
Feeling good.
Similar, yeah.
2, 1, let's go.
We're just gonna get on the promenade, Jake. Okay.
So Cape Town is the hardest by far, and I knew it would be the hardest. The weather, the terrain, the wind. Sometimes in Cape Town you're running, the wind is so strong, you're running and you're in the same spot. Like, you're not even moving. So the winds are intense. Obviously it's very hot, and because of the wind, a lot of times you don't realize it, so people get dehydrated very easily. And yeah, obviously the elevation, like the mountains are just savage.
How are you feeling, bro?
The wind and the incline, crazy.
Shadow.
result, oh. Nothing to discuss, oh. Cause I did win by default and without any doubt, oh. I'm a me happy adult, oh. I no go feed the girl, I no go feed the girl, it's out, oh. I'm a mind that's you the talk, oh. I put my life into my job and I know I'm in trouble. She manipulate my love, oh. I know holy and I know that kebo like the baba
fradio. Jake, you want this one?
Jake, you want one?
Take it, bro.
Let's go, boys. How's it going? How's it going? Where we at?
Ready to run three more, honestly. I honestly think I could do another five.
25k in.
Now it's another eight.
Alright, let
it work. My feelings been this swing like Django Loba. Feelings been this swing like Django Loba. Now you crash your Ferrari.
What are you saying?
0.2 kilometers
left. My feelings to this swing like Django Loba. Feelings to this swing like Timbanika.
Done?
Done. That'll work.
That'll work, baby.
Three more?
Two more?
Why not?
Good shit, boys. How are we feeling? Last push.
Here today, and obviously you guys fucking killed it. This is a brutal route, and the fact that not only you guys ran a marathon, but you ran a marathon in those conditions on that route, all of you guys should be so proud of yourselves. And I want to say that I'm maybe unfairly even more proud of the people that were thinking of quitting. I know some people wanted to quit and said it out loud, and I know that probably a lot more people, and maybe you myself, had thoughts of quitting and never said it out loud. And the fact that you guys pushed through is just such a fucking testament to all of you. So I think I told you guys this already, but 1% of the population has run a marathon, and here today 100% of our company has. So thank you guys, all of you.
I know that there was members of the team that wanted to quit, and they were like about to, you know, in fact, there was even one member of the team that quit, got in the car, and then like a few minutes later was like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, I gotta finish this thing. And to me, that's just, that is just the most beautiful thing that could ever happen. You know, you taste defeat, you taste giving up, and you decide, no, that's not me. That's not us. That's not how we act as a company. So I just feel like in that moment, you know, he embodied everything that our company is. They're all fucking mentally ill. Like, they're just strong fucking people. And they have so much love and care for each other. We all do. It's like your little it's armor. You know, when we're together, it's armor. You could put us anywhere. You could fucking put us anywhere in the world and tell us, okay, you see the top of that mountain? I need you to get up there. We find a fucking way. And I think that's just the culture of our company.